This is the Ruined Dits Best Of podcast. Download at any time on the Triple M app.
For Southern Volkswagen, end a financial year sale on now. Go see the team. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
The Best Of Ruined Dits for breakfast back next Monday. Remembering when the Ricciuto family got a new cat and coming up with a name, but not just any name like Fluffy. Naming your cat after a football player.
Brody Smith was talking to the boys on the Rush Hour. Just have a listen to this.
What kind of dog you got?
German Shepherd.
Oh, what's his name?
Brax.
Brax?
Yeah.
Hold on.
From Home and Away.
why are you writing it down?
Home and Away.
He's Brax named his dog after a Home and Away actor.
Halfback flanker
Who
for
was
the Crows.
Brax in Home and Away?
Nah, I don't know. No idea.
He was one of the River Boys or one of those blokes with a few tattoos and stuff.
Sounds like you're an avid watcher.
Anyway,
it's come across my desk that the Ricciutos...
No, you're just going to ruin
Ricciutos
it. You're going to ruin the family surprise.
Ricciutos are getting a new cat next week.
Well, we had to get a cat because the last one had a heart issue, so I rang up and complained. I said, I want a new cat for nothing.
Righto. So you're getting the new cat. And ladies and gentlemen out there, and those that follow the Crows will throw up over their breakfast this morning when they hear this.
On.
Especially knowing that you lost to Richmond in the grand final last year. The name of the new... Now, this is good info I've got here, Roo. What's the name of the incoming cat?
Still getting decided.
No, it's not. What is the name of the cat?
Well, it's we have got a blue... They're called blue cats.
Get to the point.
And the last one was called Blue.
Right.
And it's... dead now, so we can't call it blue again.
No, it's definitely blue now.
And this
now.
One's coming, it's a little bit greyer.
Right.
So we've called it Dusty.
Dusty.
Yes.
Dusty the cat.
Yeah, that's
Can
right.
Can you believe that?
Oh, the kids like it.
What?
Dusty.
What's wrong with that? How can you call, the Crow legend you are, how can you call your cat Dusty?
What do you mean? It's a dusty grey colour.
Rub your noses
in it. It's a dusty grey colour.
Oh, right. So it's after that, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
what do you think? Just not right.
What do you think it's named after?
Oh, Dusty Martin.
No, oh, come on. It might be, but no, it's a dusty colour, and you know, kids like Dusty Martin.
What do you call it? Tex.
Like
what? Why don't you call it Tex?
There's enough animals out there called Tex.
You think so?
Oh, there's heaps of animals out there called Tex.
All right.
When you play footy, it's amazing. You find out all sorts of animals you get named after. I had a trotter, a dog, a cat, bloody fish, everything. Budgie.
Mm. Roo. Budgie called Roo.
all sorts of things. So, yeah, well, that's a big deal, is it, calling a cat Dusty?
It is in your house.
Oh,
I can't believe you've done this.
No, well, we haven't done it yet. How did you name your dog Billy?
Actually, ours was quite simple. I wanted to go with Gav.
There you go. What did he
At least he plays for the team I barrack for.
Does your dog dive around everywhere, does it? fake injuries and stuff.
Don't. Don't say that about Gavin Wanganeen, please.
Gav knows he was a diver.
Billy the dog was very, very simple. I said Gav, and we're sitting on the couch, my two boys, and they said, no, we're not having Gav. And we looked down, and Tom was wearing Billabong board shorts. And he said, what about Billabong? And we said, tell you what, how about Billy? So it was as simple as that. Ended up with Billy out of Billabong.
Well, I like Billy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So is that how... We come up with pet names, just as simple as that. Or you like Dusty Martin, or you like Brax from Home and Away, your favourite TV show, Brody Smith. Come on. Toughen up a little bit. Although Brax is apparently a pretty tough actor.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got tattoos.
It must be.
Alice wants us to tell the dog joke, but we can't do that, dude. Let's take some names on how you come up with stupid pet names, all right? 133353, give us a call.
How did you name your cat or your dog?
Yeah, your techniques of how you come up with the exact name. Yeah.
Crows fans, I know it'll take a bit of getting over, but he's called the cat Dusty. I can't believe
Brownlow medal, Norm Smith medal,
and
premiership player.
Yeah, who beat the Crows in the grand final.
Something to aspire to, those Crows boys.
Right.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Satellite's Triple M, the best of Ruined Dits for breakfast for Southern Volkswagen. End of financial year sale on now. Go see the team at Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. It's Tim Pine here, Ruined Dits button pusher, spinning the replays. So the Ricciuto family, right, got a new cat. Roo wanted to name his cat Dusty. after Dusty Martin.
Yeah, yeah, the Ricciutos are about to have Dusty the cat. I can't believe it.
Oh, I
cannot believe it.
I love Dusty.
This is almost
Martin.
Treasonous.
I love
it really
Dusty
is.
Martin.
Let's go to Nan. G'day, Kimmy.
Hi.
Hello. How did you name your... What have you got, a cat or a dog?
We have lots of cats.
Lots of cats.
So we name our cats after alcohols.
After alcohol?
Well, give us an example.
So we had Brandy, Bundy, yeah, and Kahlua.
Sorry, I missed the middle one.
Brandy, Bundy.
Brandy, Bundy, Kahlua.
Right. Oh, and yeah, their personalities match their name. Does Bundy fight a bit?
Yeah. and he runs away a lot.
Oh, you sound quite young. How old are you, Kimmy?
I'm 14.
14?
Your parents are leading you astray.
What are you doing listening to us?
Because my dad listens to it in the morning.
Good on him. Right, he's a good dad.
You're an early riser, Kimmy.
Yeah, well done, Kim. Thanks for calling us.
Anyway, g'day, Jenny.
Well, I've got, we're a crow's family here, and we've got Bernie the parrot, and we've got Radar the dog.
Very good.
Bernie the parrot. Yeah. Vince would be very happy.
Well, Bernie's a female, we found out.
Oh, no. He's a bit of a girl at times, old Bernie.
Bernie got a sex change.
Got a sex change, Ben.
Right.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Jenny.
All right, well, let's go to Gawler. G'day, Andrew.
G'day. My kids like the name the pets after food.
Right.
We've got a fence called Broccoli. We've got a cat called Tim Tam, and we've got another cat called Biscuit. It's quite embarrassing being in the front door in the middle of the night calling out Tim Tam.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you never think you lost the plot, Andrew. Yeah. Anyway. Right.
Let's go to Nathan.
Good luck with that.
Yep. Hello, Nathan.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good, Nathan. Thanks.
Yeah, I went to the Crazy Horse one night for my 30th and gotten a bit of grief from the missus from it. So I ended up coming home with a cat for her to apologise and ended up calling him Misty after one of the strippers.
Surely she didn't know it was named after a stripper, does she, or not?
No, she doesn't yet, no.
Oh,
all right, good on you, Nathan. Good luck when you break that. Yeah.
That's really rubbing your nose in it, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Ruined Tits for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M, 6:50 on this Monday morning. It's the best of Ruined Tits. Remembering that time Ruined Tits stitched up Jars. Now, Jars, if you're listening, I was forced to do this, all right? My hands were tied.
We did the big stitch up with Andrew Newton Jarman. And as I've already said, Ru, this has already been the most downloaded audio ever. Since we started at Triple M.
And when you listen here, one of the things that they stitched him up about was that the research showed that he was bigger than Billy Brownless and starting to come through again.
Hello, is that Andrew?
Yes, bringing.
Matt Maguire here from Maguire Media. How are you?
Good, thanks, Matty boy.
Look, I just wondered if you got a couple of minutes to chat. I'm working out of here in Melbourne on the footy show this year, and just wanted to just sort of bend your ear about a couple of things we just had in our PDM that we just walked out of.
Okay, yeah, far away.
You got a few moments?
Of course.
Did you hear the news a couple of weeks ago? We brought in Dane Swan, we got Fev on the show this year for the new footy show, Channel 9. What we want to do this year, the one word we're going for is heritage. We just really want to go back to like where we started, what the fans want. We really need to get those big characters, those big sort of...
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mate, absolutely. It is becoming a bland product and the characters make the game.
We are looking at maybe revamping... You know, Billy's done a great job for us, but I think we need to refresh it. And your name actually came up. We're just circling your name on that one.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, getting on TV?
Well, mate, I talk radio every day, I've done a lot of stuff for Channel 7 over here, so it doesn't, I love it.
It would be a bit more sort of fun, though, like, we want you to sort of take the piss a bit, and obviously that's something you can do, right?
Yeah, look, if you've got an angle and there's a theme behind it, yeah, there's no problems there, but if you're looking for a bit of a spark or a bit of a lightning rod, well, that's what I'm radio for.
That's what we want. That's exactly right. And if we were to, we're just sort of still snowballing this whole idea, still in the working stages. If we were to put you in some, like, costumes and things like that, is that okay? Like, just want to make sure that we can cover it up.
Oh, look, I don't shy away from it. I've just finished it. I did, for the Spartan bloody show on Channel 7.
Oh, yeah.
I was dressed up as Spartacus for our radio show for a code word where you win $2,000 to beat Jars in a, Spartan competition. So
right.
Our ad's been running on TV, so I was dressed up as Spartacus. with the big sword and with the sandals on. So I don't mind a bit of fun. Yeah, that's who I am, I suppose.
We're going to do something like later on this year with like cold water and like ice buckets and stuff like that. Topless is okay, pantless, that kind of thing. Speedos.
I'll still try and you got to keep credibility, but you also got to there's probably a line where I'll say no, can't go there, but I can. Yeah, but 90% of it, I'm pretty good.
We can work through that. That's fine. That's all. So I guess the other thing is that's pretty important. It works better when you're with us in the studio and when you're working
over there.
Yeah. Okay. It might mean the odd Thursday night or the Thursday you'd need to take off. Before, what do you reckon that's going to be like?
Well, see, Matty, I coach local footy over here. That's a Tuesday, Thursday commitment for me.
So there's no way you could – I mean, we'd pay as much as we could to make sure it would be possible, because I think we've got U-Circle, we've got Dipper coming in. This is all confidential. Please don't tell. We're looking at Dipper again for this year, and also, believe it or not, Warwick Capp is going to come out again for a couple of times this year. But we want your commitment to be SA representation. We need someone from SA, and your personality profile in our research shows that you're the guy for it. Is there any way I could sort of twist your arm if talking money?
No, look, Matty, what I'll do is I'll need to speak to my boss today, and I'll have a private conversation with him about, trying to get, a day off, and that might be a good
4 days
show.
A week or something, and then the other day.
I'll need to have a good chat with him and then get back to you, mate, because I can't say yes or no.
Yeah, okay, no, that's fair enough, mate. I can't put you on the spot like that. But last thing I've got here, because we're working on Almost Footy Legends, that's the one that we're really going to revamp this year, as I mentioned earlier. Billy Brownless, we're going to move him into something else, I think. But the research we got shows that when we did side-by-side comparison with you, Billy, and a couple of others, yours, we can't explain it really, but you tell me what, for some reason it's like through the roof. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, how are you more popular than Billy is what I asked in the meeting, but here we are.
I'm bloody blushing now, Matty. Jeez, I'm in a shopping centre full of women. I'm about to pass out.
What are you doing?
I'm just me, mate. I've always been me, and I'm for the fighter and the grassroots. I probably don't, pull any punches. Passionate about the state and footy, and I don't know, mate. I don't know what. Yeah, mate. Oh, that's nice to hear,
It's really, it was an anomaly for us because in Victoria that normally doesn't translate. Someone from across the border. But do you have any concerns or reservations about bumping Billy from his spot? Like, it's nothing that you would have done. We would have put you in that position. But what's your relationship with him like? Are you going to be?
I've got a great relationship with Billy. And we're pretty good mates, and he's always, I've always got on well with William. So, Matty, I'll have to have a good chat with the boss, and then I'll have to get back to you, and then see what we can do.
Yeah, all right. No worries. So the other, I'll get some reference checks started over here. But actually, I did call Ruin Ditz to check up, and they actually told me never to call you and never to hire you. You've been burnt, Jars.
They're unbelievable. Honestly, you are. That's brilliant. Oh, well played. I thought I'm not more popular than Billy, but I've been cooked.
I'm sorry.
That's good. Well played. But how professional was I?
Oh, you're rock solid. I'm trying to say something out of school and you won't do it.
Done, mate. I'm much loved in Adelaide anyway. So.
We love you. No worries.
The lightning rod. That is Andrew Jarre.
Brilliant stuff. Hey, we're going to have eyes in the back of our heads.
Oh, yeah. He's coming to get us.
Oh, and there's no surer thing. Hey.
Replan the best bits of Ruin Dits. Triple M, Jarre, Stitch Up.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
7:13 on Adelaide's Triple M. Replan the best of Ruin Dits for breakfast, thanks to Southern Volkswagen. Get fit with Ruin Dits. No doubt you've heard of it. The guys are on a health kick, getting fit, which means Roo's back on his bike again.
So when we started this weigh-in going back a few weeks ago with Next Generation and Get Healthy SA, you started riding your bike into work again, as you do.
I got over my accidents Roo, that I've had.
Something my dad always taught me as a little fella, he said, if you're going to pick a fight, make sure you pick your target well. Make sure you know you can actually win.
Yeah.
Don't pick someone that's bigger and stronger than you. Don't take on someone that you're going to get pummeled. And I get the feeling, this is kind of what you've done. This is the stupidest, dumbest thing I've ever heard. I thought you were smarter than this. Is it true? Word has filtered back to me. You're out riding And our Daniel, our PT down at Next Generation, said you've got to start doing sprints. So, in other words, don't just ride to work. Start doing some interval work.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened. This goes back a couple of weeks ago. I'm told you lined up at the lights next to a fella and you thought,
oh,
right.
Oh, hang on.
What
okay.
happened?
I did.
Well, what happened?
This is, yeah, okay. All right. Well, obviously, I've got a mountain bike, Ditz, because I like to do a bit of off-road and go through the parklands and, you know, all of that sort
off-road.
Of stuff. So it's not as fast as a normal road bike. Let me just say that. Excuse number one.
No, you're on it.
And this is on the back of last year, actually. Last year on Green Hill Road, I was riding away, you know, head down, bum up, bloody tires a little bit flat into a headwind.
Third excuse.
Bag on the back,
fourth
chugging
excuse.
Away.
Righto.
Thinking I was working my backside off. And then a lady overtook me on her bike. She's gone, fuck, get out of the way, Roo. Have a look. It's Jenny Williams.
No.
Choco Williams' sister.
Now, listen.
Who's a very smart lady.
And been a great athlete in her day.
Oh, absolutely.
But, do you know what?
How old's Jenny?
Well, that's, I mean, you're not meant to talk about ladies' ages, but she's 61.
She's in her 60s.
You got overtaken by Jenny Williams. Come on.
I tell you, did I duck the head when she went past? I don't think she knew it was me. But
See, poor people, were that competitive out there riding a bike?
So I just put my head down and kept on going, and Jenny just flew off. She just left me in the dust, honestly.
In her way. What happened a couple of weeks ago?
Well, the other week I was riding up Green Hill Road again. I got past, so if you picture going past Air Apartments there on the corner of Green Hill and Fullerton, so I'm heading east. It starts to go up the hill a little bit there, and this is where I start digging in, and I really have a hard 15 minutes on the way home. Sort of this hipster dude just pulled up next to me at the lights, and, you know, he got the big beard and wavy hair, and got this bike that sort of looked worse than mine, and got a couple of sort of saddlebags down the back of the bike.
Right.
And I thought,
he's up against it.
I sort of started speaking to him and said, oh, you don't mind if I go here, do you, mate? Because I don't want to get, you know, I don't want you to get in my way.
No.
Anyway, I'm cruised off and I'm in front of him. I didn't even know how far behind me it was. I'm working through the gears and really going hard up there, up that lane on Green Hill Road. Get up to the next set of lights, pull up. And he pulled up about a second or two behind me, and I thought, shit, this hipster can ride. Good, and I'm blowing, and he's not too bad. And I thought, he's probably fitter than I thought. So I thought, I'll go a bit harder when the lights go green. Took off, get closer up towards Port Rush Road up there, pull up. He's right behind me again. I think, geez, how's this bloke doing? He's got two bloody saddlebags down the back that you see on those big motorbikes that look like they've got about 20 kilos in each. I take off at the next lights heading up towards Glenburn Road, and he's come past me like Jenny Williams did. And at that point, I've looked up and realised he's hardly even spinning his pedals. And he must have one of those electric bikes, those bikes with a little motor on. And I've got.
So he's on a motorised bike.
Thank God for that. I've been working my backside off for about 6 weeks on my push bike, training hard. And I've got a bloody hipster overtaking me on a bike that's an electric bike. So you breathe the sigh of the relief. I kicked it back a couple of gears and thought, I mustn't be going too bad.
She nearly had a heart attack trying to beat this bloke.
I've been overtaken by 61-year-old Jenny Williams, and I've been overtaken by a hipster on an electric bike.
It reminds me when Gavin Wanganeen was at his peak at Port Adelaide, and Matthew Primus once told me they had to do cycling one pre-season. They're riding up Cement Hill Road, Brighton, that big hill. And Gavin Wanganeen apparently wasn't partial to hard work. Didn't like the hard. He just came out when the footies came out and did his magic. And they reckon that an old lady with her shopping, she had a basket on the front of her bike and an orange flag on the back, went past him up Cement Hill.
Oh, Wangus. He would have taken a dive. That would have been enough for Wangus.
It's the best of Ruined Dits, Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Replaying the best of Ruined Dits for breakfast. They're back Monday. Dumb comments. No one's safe around here. Even I got clipped. We'll take your calls as well. Roll it.
Time now for dumb comments, Roo.
Yeah, there's been a few around lately, hasn't there, Dits? Yeah. Let's listen to Alice, who just had
always
a little,
features in this.
Got her tongue twisted up a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you going to change your way you use your time because of this discovery?
I think so. I do it unconsciously. subconsciously.
Just happens.
Like, yeah, you just all of a sudden you're on your phone.
Unconscious.
Yeah.
She's knocked out.
Yeah.
What about in our Triple M call on Saturday afternoon, and Port taking on Freo? One of our callers, other than yourself, is Brendan Yates, who we nickname the Accurate One.
Yep.
Wasn't so accurate on the weekend. Let's have a listen to the player that he called at Adelaide Oval on Saturday afternoon.
Wingard sold the candy. Hartlett on the run by delivering. Here he is again. Salopek. He's rather Pal Pepper. That's a blast from the past. Here he is, Pal Pepper. He goes from 52. Oh. He's hit the post.
Wow. Sada. Salopek never turned that fast.
I don't know what we're going to do with that call, but we're going to use it somehow.
Gee whiz.
Big shout out to Stevie if you're listening.
Yeah.
He's wonder where
Melbourne.
He is.
He's in Melbourne. Has he ever run that fast and turned that well?
He's still getting touches. He can't believe it.
Kicking points from outside the 50.
Does he get match bonus for that?
Yeah.
Stephen Salopek has not played for 10 years. How did that come out?
Isn't it funny how the brain works? Because as you say, Yates is so accurate. Clearly, he sees a number two in a Port Guernsey, and something in his mind computes, oh, Stephen Salopek wore number two for Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
What about, I just want to bring Tim the button pusher into this. Oh. Now, Tim, Fremantle played in town on the weekend. There's a bloke wearing number seven, won a Brownlow medal. What's his name?
I don't know. Is it Fifi?
Yeah, Fifi. Can you believe it, Roo? The other day we were
bloody
here.
Bloody DJs.
Nat Fifi. He goes, well, it's F-Y-F-E. It's got to be Fifi, surely.
Bloody DJs, did seriously. Yeah.
Crazy names.
They, yeah, you haven't heard of Nat Fife by any chance.
Names.
Nat Fifi.
Fifi. Oh, far Fifi. Out. There's a few dumb comments. Give us a buzz right now with your dumb comments. G'day, Danny.
It was actually my younger cousin. She worked at a retail outlet, and this customer came in asking for an esky.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, an esky? What do you mean? And she's like, oh, you know, the insulated thing you put drinks in. She's like, oh, like an esky. And she's like, what do you think I meant? And my cousin said, oh, I thought you meant it was a key in the shape of an S.
Oh, my God.
What? She was having a bad day.
An S-key. Oh, that's
an S-key,
yes. Now, does this cousin of yours, is she going to university now by any chance? Or
no.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one, Danny. Yeah. Catherine, what's your dumb comment?
Oh, well, love looking at houses, all the new architecturally designed houses out there. So I'm out there walking with a friend of mine through Kensington Garden. Beautiful homes out there. And I said, oh, my God, look at the lid on that house.
Look at the lid.
Forgot so that it was called a roof.
Yeah,
a
roof, that's yeah, okay. Yeah,
the lid.
Yeah, I'm sure she
put
knows.
A lid on things.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Sterling. G'day, Susie.
It was my mother-in-law, actually.
Oh, I love mother-in-law comments. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
pick on them.
She was in the supermarket looking for a brand of custard called Burt's. Couldn't see it on the shelf. So asked the store assistant if they sold Bird's custard, to which the shop assistant said, oh, I didn't know Bird's ate custard.
Oh, that's a good one, Susie.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice one, Susie.
Yeah, good on you.
Oh, God. Let's go to Andrew's farm. G'day, George.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Very well.
Friday night, sitting there getting ready to watch the footy. One of the lads in the pub turns around and says, watching that commercial with the girls, you know, how they got back in 1950 or whatever they had.
Oh, is this the footy one with the, yeah, the girls? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he goes, oh, I never knew the girls played that long ago. And everyone in the pub just stopped and looked and just went, are you for real? And just laughed. It's just silly, you know.
Wow. See, that's the sort of goal that happens in front bars and things.
He should have to shout around for that.
Yeah.
Replan the best of Ruined Dits. It's Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Replaying the best of Ruined Dits. They're back Monday. And everything you hear can be found at the catch-up. TripleM.com.au.
Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
Lehman.
Lehman!
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Oh, he's here live in the studio in Adelaide with us. How are you, Lehman?
I am very, very well, boys. You know, nominations are open for the Australian Radio Awards.
Yeah.
I think if you don't put that in for best opener, nationally, you're crazy.
That'll be one of many we put in for, Lemo, that's for sure.
How'd your weekend go?
Hey, a weird experience, though, on the weekend. I was had a walk around on Saturday morning after I arrived, and I was down on the intersection of King William Street and Rundle Mall. And then all of a sudden, I just hear like kids screaming. I hear, see adults running in different directions. I hear someone's putting in a call to the police somewhere. I think, what's going on? And I turn around, and there, stuck right across King William Street, is this tram with your two heads on it. And I tell you, that is one of the ugliest sights in this city. I'll tell you what, job number one for Stephen Marshall is to paint over that tram. I mean, really, what was the makeup department doing that day when you two turned up for that photo
there's
shoot?
There's no point putting all the small bars in the city and getting it all revved up and getting the apartment blocks and then running that tram through it.
You boys are sending them back to the burbs. I'll tell you what, real estate prices from the Bay to the city have plummeted since that thing's been driving past them.
Triple M's marketing budget just going through the roof.
I hear mum's there to say, right, close your eyes, kids, here it comes. Look the other way.
Kids are reporting nightmares everywhere. Tell you what, I've struggled to sleep the last two nights.
Come on, Lee, mate.
I mean, those heads are way too big. Seriously. I mean, I understand why you didn't want to include your torsos looking at you here.
those heads are out of control. Did you look on the other side of the tram? You had Mick Malloy on the other side. That was worse.
That's why they were screaming in the other direction as well.
360 degrees.
It's a two-sided play. It's a bloody pincer movement coming through the
Adelaide.
City.
Welcome to Adelaide, mate.
Stephen Marshall. You know, I went to uni with Stephen Marshall.
Did you?
South Australian Institute of Technology.
Are you the same age?
He's a year older than me, so he was just there to me. We've had parallel careers, though, haven't we, since we left uni?
What did you study?
I wound up in the Garden of Unearthly Delights, performing in a box, and he's premier.
You're probably earning more than him anyway.
Well, let's not get down to ting tacks. We'll compare tax returns when I see him in the foyer.
So you went to uni with him?
Yeah, South Australian Institute of Technology. I studied accounting, he studied business, but there are a lot of crossover subjects with the two. I can't remember him there.
Did you cheat off him?
I would have known.
No, which actually means, though, you could be a future premier. I mean, I wouldn't give up just yet.
So, well, I've recorded a song, actually, for when I run for premier. I've got it just here.
We'll do our essay best so the state don't go to rust.
You might have heard it before, somewhere.
We're the party you can trust.
Hey, Limo, thanks for coming in, mate.
All right, good on you, boys.
See you, Limo.
Limo back Monday and Thursdays. It's the best of Ruined Dits. Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
The best of Ruined Dits on replay. This is Adelaide's Triple M. 8:37. Going back to that time, stay with me. How much time is too much time on your phone? You following?
Bru, we've just been talking about technical things like Facebook and the like.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but you sort of tend to look at your wife and think, how often are you on your phone? Mm. Like, I'm trying to talk to Kate. We're watching TV or whatever. I look over, glued to Facebook, glued to her phone. Our kids at the dinner table, glued to their phone. We might as well talk to ourselves now, us blokes. You might as well sit there and just...
It's a constant argument.
Anyway, Alice the Wag said this morning, oh, no, that's not right. You're making this up. We don't do that, us girls. Well, anyway, Alice has just made us aware. She's dobbed herself in here. She goes, look, Alice, welcome to you, and please explain, what can we look up on your phone?
If you go into settings and then battery, you can see on your phone what uses the most battery, and then in turn, like, how long you're on that app for.
Alice just got a hell of a shock because she goes, I'm not on my phone that much because every time we need something desperately, you look out and her face is buried in her phone. Just reel off the
that
stats.
That is not true.
Isn't it?
Well, just give people out there that they've got their phones out of the moment. So you go to settings.
Settings. Then
and then go to battery.
And then at the bottom it comes up with battery usage.
But can you look, and you can look at last 24 hours or you can look at the last 7 days.
Yeah, and then you just press the little clock up the top right hand corner and it tells you how long.
Okay, so you give us what your last seven days
has been. And I think this is typical of women that you and I know, Roo. All right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my last 7 days... 8.5 hours on Instagram.
Eight and a half hours in seven days.
You're never on your phone, though. No.
So that is
8.5 hours.
Nearly an hour and a half every day. An hour and
what else?
10, an hour and 20.
This one's embarrassing. 4.5 hours on Candy Crush.
What's Candy Crush?
It's like a computer game where
That's 40 minutes a day playing Candy Crush.
By the way, James Pedersen, the CEO of Triple M, if you're listening, this is how she's spending her work time.
So that's 2 hours a day.
So hang on, Instagram,
2 hours
Candy
a day
Crush.
With Instagram and Candy
Crush. Are
there
any others?
3 hours a day on Facebook.
3 hours a day.
That's 25 minutes.
Oh, my God.
20 minutes.
Oh, no, sorry, 3 hours in 7 days.
7 days.
Yeah, that's 20-odd minutes a day.
Righto. What else?
2.5 hours a week on, like, the mail app emails.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Right. Maybe, hopefully they're work emails. Maybe
that yeah, working for your show.
Yeah.
And 3.5 hours a week on, like, my messages, like text messages.
Well, that'd be stuff I'm working now.
I'm actually horrified.
How many hours does that all add up to?
What'd
you have?
Eight. Like about 25 hours.
25 hours?
A week.
Maybe a week.
Do you know?
Yeah. On social media, emails, text messages. I pick my phone up
when it rings. When it rings, I pick my phone up and I say hello. And I, you know, probably.
But you're a fossil.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, you're right. Gee, I wish I spent 25 hours on my phone. Gee, I know.
You need to play more Candy Crush.
I know. It's Candy Crush.
Can you imagine if I spent that time like, doing like a hobby? I could have like a new business.
Yeah.
You could.
That makes me
That's what people, that's the argument with a lot of people saying to them, you're wasting your life on the phone. What are you achieving on there?
Well, the other night I broke my phone and Joel, my boyfriend, said, he loved it because I wasn't just on my phone the entire night on the couch.
You would have been trying to knock off his phone.
I did.
Oh, you did.
Those stats are amazing. I can't believe that.
I'm horrified.
So everyone can do that.
Yep.
Just go to settings.
Just settings, battery,
go to battery.
And then you just press a little clock up in the top right-hand corner.
Wow, great little bit of information
there. You're addicted.
Are you going to change your way you use your time because of this discovery?
I think so. I do it unconsciously or subconsciously.
Just happens.
Like, yeah, you just all of a sudden you're on your phone. I think I'm going to start like at 8 o'clock when Joel gets home from footy training. I put my phone by my bed and don't look at it again. Because they also say it affects your sleep. Like you can't fall asleep as well if you've been looking at the
screen.
That's
ball dust.
Anyway.
No.
Glad we can help, Wag.
Good work, Wag.
Highlighted your addiction.
Thank you.
This is the Ruined Dits Best Of podcast. Download at any time on the Triple M app.
For Southern Volkswagen, end a financial year sale on now. Go see the team. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.